Do you feel pressure to be a perfect Christian? Join me, Tashaya Monique, on the Anxious Christian Podcast as I share my own struggles with perfectionism and offer biblical wisdom to help you embrace your imperfections and get this thing right with God. Welcome to the Anxious Christian Podcast with me, your host, Tashaya Monique, where we explore real struggles and joys of living out our faith. Today, I want to talk to you guys about a common misconception among Christians in the Christian community, and that is the idea that we are supposed to be perfect. We all struggle with trying to get this thing right, but there's times we don't realize we are perfectly imperfect. God uses imperfect people, the most imperfect people, to get his word across to other people. He's looking for the ain'ts, not the saints, you know? And we have to come together and be able to admit that we are not perfect. We have to break this stigma that we are holier than thou or better than anyone else because we are all sinners. As Christians, we know that we're not saved by our own righteousness, but by the grace of God through faith in Jesus. Yet most of us still struggle with the pressure to be perfect. We think that we have it all together and never make mistakes, and then we're always on our best behavior. But this mindset's not only unrealistic, but it's also damaging to us. There's so many times where I have not been able to accomplish things because my own pride got into my way. My own pride stopped me from being able to apply to nursing school. I went and I did all my prerequisite courses. And then when it came to apply, I felt discouraged, and I talked myself out of it because I felt like I wasn't good enough. I wasn't perfect enough. I didn't have all A's. And I'm telling myself, well, how are they going to accept me into nursing school when they're telling me everybody has to have all A's in all these classes, and if you have a B, you're probably not going to get in? But that discouraged me from even being able to try. My own pride got in my way. I didn't trust God that he can do a thing, even when they say you don't qualify or you may not get in, but really trusting him and allowing him to do the work. When we hold ourselves to an impossible standard of perfection, we set ourselves up for failure and shame. And that's exactly what I did in that situation. Like it was, I failed myself before I even gave myself a chance. And we become afraid to admit our mistakes, to ask for help, and just be vulnerable with other people. We begin to see ourselves as better than other people also, like I said before. And instead of showing our fellow sinners grace, you know, we tend to ridicule them or, you know, try to treat them like, you know, they're beneath us, but we are all on equal playing field. Truth is, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all fall short, and we all need God's grace. As Apostle Paul says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all fall short. There is not a day that we do not fall short. We are imperfect people. We are striving for perfection to get this thing right, to be more like Christ. But at the end of the day, we are all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God at times. And so with this, I ask myself, how do we break free from this stigma of Christian perfectionism? How do we embrace our perfections and get things right with God? So for me, just doing this podcast brought healing to me and allowed me to say, hey, I struggle with this. You know, every day is not perfect for me. I truly struggle with this every day. I have to get up and pray and give it to God and just ask him to create a clean heart in me and do a work in me because I am not perfect. And Lord, I need your help. I am struggling with this. It really broke me down to not be as prideful and not struggle asking for help. That's one of the biggest things that I struggle with was asking for help. I went to therapy when I had my mental breakdown and I was struggling with anxiety and depression. And my therapist asked me, well, did you ask for help? And my answer was no. And it just really clicked and made me realize, how can I expect people to help me if I'm not asking for help? And this not only goes for the people that God has placed in our world, you know, to help us, but him. We have to go to him with our problems and our struggles. We cannot allow pride, our own pride, to get in the way and stop us from asking for help and asking, telling people what our needs are. But so a few things to keep in mind to be able to just really embrace our perfections and ask God for help is to just acknowledge it. Acknowledge your imperfections. Admit your mistakes. Acknowledge your imperfections. Acknowledge your weakness. Lord, I'm feeling weak. Acknowledge your failures. When we begin to acknowledge them, then God can do a work in us. He can do a work in us that we just can't even imagine, but we have to acknowledge it. You know, we have to confess to the Lord that we're struggling with this thing, with these things. The second thing is really just focusing on God's grace. Remember that your worth is not based on your performance, but God's love for you. How good you did does not determine, you know, who you are. Being perfect does not determine who you are. It's God's love for you that determines who you are and your worth. So we just have to really rely on that. We can't be banking on views and likes and stuff like that. That stuff is not real. Those things are not real. We have to really just focus on the love that God has for us as for our worth. We cannot base it off of material things, carnal things, fleshly things. We cannot base it off these things. These things come and they go day and night. Like they're one day, gone another. Trends come, trends go. So we just really have to focus on God's love for us. We have to trust in His grace to forgive us, to transform us, and to use us for His purpose. God has really been pushing me to be more consistent on this podcast and bring the messages that He's giving me to you guys. I have journals worth of stuff, but just really pushing me to get the message to you guys and being consistent so that way He can use me. I have to too do my part, right? In order to get this thing right, I have to do my part to make sure that His will and His word is what's going forth and that I'm walking in the purpose and in the call that God has given me. The third thing, I talk about this all the time, is embracing the community, your community, surrounding yourself with other imperfect Christians who can support you and encourage you and hold you accountable. Accountability is a big deal with everybody, really. We always need people to hold us accountable, people who are there to pick us up. You know, my friends, they come around, I might be feeling down or whatever, they're knocking on the door, come on, get up. Like, you're not going to stay stuck in there. You're not going to allow depression and anxiety to be your address. You are not going to be stuck in this place. So you just have to surround yourself with people who love you and people who care, people who have the same views and values as you. People who, you know, they're not perfect either. They know that, you know, there's going to be a time where they need your help or they need, you know, a little pick me up or encouragement from somebody who has the similar, has similar views and perspective as them and who can really support them. So with all that being said, we're going to say a quick little prayer for anybody who may be struggling with feeling like they are not perfect and really trying to break that stigma that we have to be perfect. We are all sinners and we all fall short of the glory of God. So we're going to pray together. Dear God, we come to you as imperfect Christians, oh God, in need of your grace, God. We ask you for forgiveness, oh God, of our mistakes, for the strength to embrace our perfections, oh God. We ask for you to help us break free from the pressure, oh God, to be perfect and to trust in your love and grace, oh God. We thank you for the community, oh God, of the imperfect Christians who can support us on this journey, God. And we just give you all the glory, the honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Anxious Christian Podcast. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with other anxious Christians, you guys. There's plenty of people who I know need to hear this message, so please spread the word. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, may you embrace your imperfections and find peace in God's grace.